Strategic level, SRM, CRM, VMI, retail order management, lead time, inbound and outbound order management elements that need to be decided at a strategic level include using supplier relationship management, SRM, or customer relationship management, CRM, vendor managed inventory, how to address retail order management, and how to ensure that lead times are acceptable. Since CRM was addressed elsewhere in detail, it is not addressed again here, but note that SRM and CRM are counterparts of one another, just from a different perspective. Supplier relationship management. Having a reliable group of suppliers is an absolute necessity for logistics to function successfully. With that goal in mind, many organizations use a supplier relationship management strategy to contract with key suppliers, especially those who provide business-critical components and finished goods. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, supplier relationship management, SRM, is a comprehensive approach to managing an enterprise's interactions with the organizations that supply the goods and services the enterprise uses. The goal of SRM is to streamline and make more effective the processes between an enterprise and its suppliers. SRM is often associated with automating procure-to-paid business processes, evaluating supplier performance, and exchanging information with suppliers. An e-procurement system is often an example of an SRM family of applications. A goal of SRM is to develop collaborative, long-term relationships with suppliers who can provide value-added services and minimize waste in ordering and delivery. These suppliers should facilitate the flow of goods/services, funds, and information through the supply chain, product flow, speeding up the physical movement of inventory from the supplier to the end customer. Service flow, improving productivity, reducing costs, and providing additional value through online ordering, order status tracking, order confirmation, advanced ship notices, and barcoding. Financial flow, ensuring that needed supply chain finance options are available, payables/receivables use electronic transfers, appropriate payment terms are used and enforced, and other financial checks and balances are in place. Information flow, decreasing the redundant transmission of critical information up and down the channel or need for data reentry. This requires that suppliers function as integral partners from the time an order is placed so that they are aware of demand schedules, inventory supply levels, product specifications, and product and warranty information. By adopting an SRM focus, a purchasing organization can transform the way it interacts with its suppliers on a daily basis. SRM fosters stronger cooperation, communication, and partnerships with key suppliers. SRM provides the following benefits: uninterrupted flows of materials and services. Shortages of components can result in extremely expensive manufacturing downtime and perhaps additional costs later, such as for expedited shipping. More competitively priced raw materials and components. Pre-arranged terms with suppliers can result in the best combination of price, quality, and service. Ability to prescreen suppliers. Performance metrics can be used as prequalification criteria. Vendor-managed inventory. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, vendor-managed inventory, VMI, is a means of optimizing supply chain performance in which the supplier has access to the customer's inventory data and is responsible for maintaining the inventory level required by the customer. This is accomplished by a process in which resupply is performed by the vendor through regularly scheduled reviews of the on-site inventory. The on-site inventory is counted, damaged or outdated goods are removed, and the inventory is restocked to predefined levels. The vendor obtains a receipt for the restocked inventory and accordingly invoices the customer. When VMI is applied to raw material warehouse inventory management, the vendor assumes responsibility for monitoring inventory levels at the warehouse and takes over responsibility for resupply orders, removing the need for the organization to issue purchase orders. This can be done through an inventory management system that provides visibility of inventory levels to the vendor and/or direct connection to the materials requirements planning system. Inbound logistics monitors and controls this relationship to ensure that the supplier stays within the inventory policy. Warehouse managers also need to be kept aware of what SKUs are vendor-managed and should observe and report any issues with inventory amounts, a surplus of product, which can be very problematic in terms of storage capacity or stockouts, which increase costs such as back orders or damaged service levels. This system can reduce lead times because the supplier gets information on demand automatically. From an outbound logistics perspective, if VMI is used, this means that the organization will be responsible for managing the inventory at the customer's locations, which could involve managing a customer's raw materials or finished goods per the service level agreement with that customer, in addition to providing service levels that are superior to what the customer has historically achieved on its own. The key to offering VMI as a service is full visibility. Customers should have easy access to information on inventory levels, quality data, bookkeeping, and exceptions. Retail order management. Retailers must manage inbound orders that originate from a variety of sources, depending on the size of the retailer and how the organization's supply chain is set up. Efficient management of these orders is crucial to preventing excessive accumulation of inventory, which can be harmful given retail backroom storage space, perishability, and seasonality constraints. However, retailers must order enough to avoid stockouts, which can result in missed revenue opportunities and harm the retailer's brand. From an outbound order management perspective, logistics can help ensure retailer information systems and processes are integrated into their systems and processes to ensure collaboration on planning and automation of transactional processes. The delicate balance of just the right amount of inventory per location can be best achieved through the use of an inventory management system that can track on-hand inventory, sales information, and inventory in transit. Such a system can help the retailer ensure that an appropriate amount of inventory is carried at all times. Planograms are one way that inventory management systems can be aligned with actual retail space parameters. Planograms are a key technology application that can be used in conjunction with inventory management systems to help automatically maintain inventory at a retail location. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a planogram as a graph or map of allotted shelf space based on an analysis of sales data indicating the best arrangement of products on a store shelf. When used to their full potential, planograms can both lay out visually attractive retail displays and help determine how much inventory the retailer will require to fully stock the shelf. They may also help determine how much replenishment inventory to hold in on-site retail backroom storage areas. Retailers call this backstock. Information on shelf capacity can be combined with live updated inventory counts, average sales rates, and replenishment lead times to automatically order products prior to a stockout occurring. Lead time. If suppliers can be made aware of a customer order earlier in the ordering process, then they can start earlier on making the components they sell, which shortens lead times. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, lead time is defined as the time between recognition of the need for an order and the receipt of goods. Individual components of lead time can include order preparation time, queue time, processing time, move or transportation time, and receiving and inspection time. Logistics professionals must always factor in lead times, especially transportation lead time, as they may negatively impact on-time delivery of a product and customer satisfaction. Sometimes organizations segment their suppliers by similar lead times. This can be critical when the manufacturing lead time for a particular product is short. Depending upon the materials availability of various suppliers, it may be necessary to use several suppliers for the manufacture of a particular product. Given a knowledge of desired total lead times, the inbound logistics professional can use this and other information such as typical order size to develop a routing guide.